Support for KPLU comes from Marlene's Market and Deli in Federal Way and Tacoma, proud to sponsor Food for Thought. Marlene's features organic produce, non-GMO and gluten-free groceries, supplements and body care, natural food delis, and cooking classes. Info at marlenesmarket-deli.com.
Well, Nancy, I've just learned that you and my wife, the lovely and talented Cheryl Groot, share a love besides me, and that would be squash.
Oh, that is squash. I didn't know that the L&T was also a squash fan. The truth of the matter is, I'd rather eat candied squash than candy.
Really? You know, it's just actually a little bit too sweet for me, and I like candy.
You know what? You need to try my favorite squash, which is delicata. Are you familiar with the delicata squash?
No, what is it?
Well, you know how you go into the supermarket or you go to your produce stand and you see these giant bins full of beautiful colored squash, various pumpkins. There's butternut and the acorn squash that you might recognize, variations on the pumpkin theme, sometimes those beautiful turban squashes. But the ones I love are those little, you know, like a pound apiece. They're white or tan and they have green striations, sometimes a little bit of orange in them. Here's what I do. I cut the squash into discs, about a half inch each, throw away the seeds, and put the squash on a baking sheet with just a little bit of olive oil, salt, and pepper, and roast them at pretty high heat, around 400 degrees, until they're bronzed. About a half hour, maybe 40 minutes, not even. I usually turn them about halfway through.
And that's it? That's the whole deal?
Yeah, that's it. You just kind of keep an eye on them. And if you have a convection oven, it'll work even faster.
So then how do you serve them? Just plain?
You serve them just like that. When they're served hot, they're amazing. But you can even serve them room temperature. So I actually brought a tray full of these to a potluck recently, and half the people were saying, what is this? And the other half of people were saying, whoa, what is this? Can I have the recipe? And here's the part I love most. You can eat the skin. You can eat the skin
really?
Of the squash.
What's it like? Is it like chewy? Or?
Not to me. I mean, there are people who don't like it, but I think it's so caramelized and candy-like, as I said, rather eat it than candy. But, you know, there's a world of squash out there, and I think that people need to go talk to the folks in their produce department and say, what is this? But I'm always amazed at how many checkers say, what do you do with the squash? And then I tell them, just like I told you. Now, there's even easier ways. You don't have to take the seeds out the way I do with a knife. You can just cut the thing lengthwise, roast it whole after taking the seeds out. Boom, boom.
I'm not really that much on squash, but I do have a favorite recipe that I use with zucchini and crookneck squash. Either one or both is cut them into discs and then sprinkle them with a little bit of salt. Let it sit in a colander for a half an hour or so to let the water drain out of it, and then rinse and blot it dry. Saute it in olive oil with as much garlic as your conscience will allow, and then add a handful of chopped parsley. Throw in a few shots of vinegar, red wine vinegar or even balsamic, and that's real good. Okay, there you go. A couple of great squash recipes, at least we think they are. And you can find them at kplu.org. Just click on Food for Thought and all will be revealed, including an amazing picture of a an exposed squash that Nancy sent me. I think you're going to get a big kick out of that. It's kplu.org. Click on Food for Thought. I'm Dick Stein.